Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, our first guest, courtesy of the John Schuster Gold Banker Hotline, he's great at covering the Minnesota Twins. That would be one Bobby Nightingale Jr. joining us here on the Lake Show. As always, very appreciative of your time, sir. How you been?
Doing well. How have you been?
I'm doing pretty good, man. Doing pretty good. I'm doing a little bit better than maybe the health of the Twins pitching staff at this moment. Well, let's start with the obvious. Pablo Lopez last week in Sacramento gets injured. He is out with the last strain for the next, 8 to 12 weeks. Coming out of that game, and I don't want to say definitively that they looked like they were bummed or down or they were deflated, you know, hearing the news, but it just kind of seemed like we played that way, a little bit like there was some carryover, knowing that Pablo was going to be unavailable for the foreseeable future. How did you kind of see everything transpire at the end of last week?
Yeah, I mean, there's certainly disappointment. I mean, he's the ace of the staff. I mean, obviously Joe Ryan and Bailey Ober have put up numbers really well this season, but Pablo Lopez has been the opening day starter for 3 years running now. Basically, since Sonny Gray was a part of the Twins rotation, he's kind of taken that mantle as kind of the leader of the staff. So when you see him go down, and guys in the clubhouse talk about just kind of how much he does to prepare himself, whether it's playing, you know, taking hours to play catch every day, and how much he takes care of his body, that it's almost kind of like a shock to the system. Like, oh, wow, he went down with an injury, kind of puts everyone else at risk, just knowing how much he does kind of preventative work to keep his body healthy. So, you know, disappointing that way. And it's a long-term injury. I mean, he's out, 2 to 3 months. He won't be back until August at the earliest, maybe September. So, there's obviously disappointment in that sense, where it's just like, oh, we just lost a huge member of the team for that long, which, Royce Lewis had the same vibe when he got hurt in spring training, and you knew that was going to be a while. Kind of the same vibe with this one.
All right, talk to me about what is the injury with Zebby Matthews. Like, he's on the injured list now. Was it 15-day injured list? What is his specific injury?
Yeah, he has a subscap strain, so it's like a front muscle in the shoulder. He shut down from throwing for at least 2 weeks, so you're looking at basically probably, they never gave a timeline, but 1 to 2 months. So you're looking at maybe best case scenario, he's back before the All-Star break, which is the middle of July. If not, maybe a little bit after that. But unfortunate. I mean, it's his first time he's ever been on the injured list since he got drafted, major leagues or minor leagues. So one of those things he thought he could pitch through, kind of was dealing with some shoulder discomfort and had good results. I mean, he pitched well in Seattle, pitched well, was solid in Sacramento. And then, following the start in Sacramento, he started throwing a little bit more, and they kind of realized, okay, this is a little bit more serious than we thought it was. And, he's going to be shut down for a little bit. So no throwing for at least 2 weeks, and then kind of get reevaluated and see where he's at after
that. All right, so for the record, you're saying that the Zebby stuff was not just out of the Sacramento start, but maybe there was something a little bit lingering from other starts. The reason why I asked that specifically is because I'm not trying to be a conspiracy theorist here, but the fact that Pablo and then Zebby and then we're talking about Sacramento and then people are talking about the mound setup and all that stuff, it just kind of makes me curious.
Yeah, I mean, there was obviously frustration with just kind of the dirt in Sacramento. Like, Carlos Correa had some back tightness that came out of how hard it was in the infield dirt, kind of rotating. Felt like he injured his back a little bit that way. So I think that's real. But Zebby said he was dealing with it since Tampa Bay, a bullpen session out there. He didn't pitch in Tampa, but threw a bullpen there, and he said that's kind of when he first started feeling it. And then, you know, guys try to pitch through things, and it was one of those. Didn't think it was that serious, and then ended up being a little bit more serious than what he thought it was.
Yeah, we're talking to Bobby Nightingale Jr. from the Minnesota Star Tribune, joining us here on the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO, clearly beat writer, covers the Minnesota Twins for the Strib. You know, the Twins, even though they've had, you know, a couple of losing streaks, and when we're talking about losing streaks, I'm talking about very small ones. You look at the three games that they lost before winning yesterday. They've been playing relatively good baseball, though, the last, you know, little bit over a month. But with all that being said, when you look at the division, the team to beat right now was Detroit. Detroit, in my opinion, is a lot better than what I envisioned and expected. Is Detroit every bit as good as what you thought they would be?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think they're better than what I thought they would be. I mean, you look at kind of guys like Javier Baez coming into the season, it was kind of like, where does he actually fit? Could they, you know, if he didn't have so much money in his contract, I wouldn't have been shocked if he would have been designated for assignment by now. They put him in center field, and all of a sudden he's a great center fielder who can hit again. Spencer Torkelson, their first baseman, was kind of like the Jose Miranda, where it was like, okay, he's shown promise in the past, but hasn't put it all together. What's he going to actually be? And he's actually been really good at first base this year. So I feel like they've had a lot of guys, unexpected contributors. They've had their stars step up for sure. Riley Green's good. Kerry Carpenter's hitting. Tarek Skubal's probably the best pitcher in the American League. But they've had a lot of guys that, you know, they didn't know if they could count on entering the season, and so far they've been off to a great start, and, you know, best record in baseball. I didn't see that coming for them. I thought they had such a good finish last year, but I still thought, you know, that with such a young team, sometimes it takes time for it to gel, but they kind of picked up where they left off last year.
You know, one of the things that I said last week, we were doing the show from Inbound Brewing just a couple of blocks away from Target Field on Friday, and then I came down to Target Field for the game, is that when I look at coming out of the Pablo Lopez situation in the news that he's going to be out, I would love to see the Twins go out and get another arm. And I'm not saying that it's got to be some top-end arm. We know that we're not going to break the bank with anything. And I'm not even saying that, you know, we have some great players in the minors, and I'm not saying that we don't, to try to ship out to get an arm. But I think that we need a solid veteran to just make sure that we continue to have that depth there in our pitching staff and our rotation. And this is even before the news came out about Zebby. Where are you at with pitching for the Twins? Because I love Bailey. I love Joe Ryan. Chris Paddock has been a revelation here over the course of the last month. But I feel like, you know, I would like to see them make a move. And it's funny because your colleague and my friend, Lavelli Neal III, he said that he would like to see them go get a bat. I would rather more so them go find an arm. What do you make of it?
Yeah, I just think it's so hard to find pitching these days. I mean, every contending team needs starting pitching. You look at the Los Angeles Dodgers, they're down 14 pitchers right now, including like three or four starters. And so it's like every team's kind of dealing with the same situation. I actually think the Twins are in an okay spot. I mean, obviously last year's collapse is what it is. I mean, they had a terrible finish to the year. But getting David Festa that experience, you know, that has to pay off this summer. That's what it was kind of for. Same as Richardson kind of hit a wall at the end of last year. I know he was demoted recently for performance reason. He's had a bad start this year. But that's what last year was for, was getting those guys that experience. You know, that was out of necessity, but this is where they have to step up. So, I you know, it would be great for them to say you could add a starting pitcher. I just don't really think there's anyone out there. I mean, you look at the teams that are obvious sellers at this point, just with the expanded playoffs, a lot of teams feel like they have a chance, even if they're losing. But like the Rockies, there's no impact starters there. The Marlins, Sandy Alcantara is kind of the big name, but he has an ADRA. So, you know, there's not a ton of names out there that you go, okay, this guy would make a difference. Is he better than what David Fester, I mean, what Richardson can give you? I'm not sure there's a ton of guys out there that are out there for the taking.
Yeah, I liked Fester, and I liked Wood Richardson, but there's a certain level of, I guess I'll put it this way. I'm not confident in their arms right now. Like I think that they still have a ways to go in terms of learning. Now, clearly, you know, learning on the job is going to help you. But in terms of ultimately having that confidence that they can keep you in the race, that's the part that I'm a little bit squeamish about.
Yeah, I mean, I think Fester, he obviously had a bad start in Sacramento, gave up 8 runs. But if you're going to, you know, talk about the mound and how bad it was, you know, I do kind of put an asterisk next to that one. Before that, I think he only gave up 1 or 2 earned runs in his starts before that. I really think the upside's there. You know, I really think David Fester could take a huge leap and could be a guy they count on. Obviously, Joe Ryan, Bailey Obert, Chris Paddock are going to be the guys you lean on more innings-wise. But I do think the impact's there. Same as Richardson kind of has to, if he does what he did last year, when they really needed him. I mean, he really stepped up. His ERA was below 4 for most of the season before he hit that wall in September. So I'm not as – there's obvious concern. I mean, if any of those guys go down, you don't really have proven depth behind them. That's where you'd love to have a veteran kind of waiting in the wings. But I don't see it as super dire. Just compared when you look at 10 of the other teams around the league, you look at, like, the Guardians, for instance. You know, they lost one of their – Ben Lively, their opening day starter, had Tommy John, and then Shane Bieber had a setback on his rehab assignment. So they're scrambling for pitching as well. So I just think it's one of those pitching injuries are just so common around the league that every team's dealing with it.
Yeah. Couple of final questions for Bobby Nightingale Jr. here on the Lake Show on News Talk 830 WCCO. I said going into the season that for the Twins to take that next step, to get back to possibly contend for the division, that they, A, needed Bailey Ober to not regress. He has not done that. And then the other thing was between Matt Wallner and Trevor Larnach, somebody was going to need to take a step forward and improve. I feel like Trevor Larnach is absolutely doing that. I'm not saying that Matt Wallner's not, but Matt Wallner was out for so many games, so we're still trying to see him kind of find his way. But Larnach is playing to the level that I was hoping that he would. And I'm not saying that this is his ceiling, but I believe that that he's on the right path to be the player that the Twins have wanted him to be when they got him. What do you make of Trevor Larnach's season to this specific point?
Yeah, I feel like he's done a nice job. He's kind of gone under the radar. Just, you know, Byron Buxton's had a great start to the season. Wallner probably has a little bit more power than him, but he's done a nice job top half of the lineup. He's really cut down in the strikeouts from the last couple of years. Kind of started last year where you kind of really saw the improvements. And he's kind of putting it together for a full season this year. Last year, he was kind of more came up from the minor leagues, and you weren't quite ready to know what you have with him. But now with Max Kepler gone, you really needed him to kind of step into that role where he's a regular guy, whether it's DH or a corner outfield, and step up. And I feel like he's done that. I mean, with Matt Wallner out, they were really light on left-handed bats. They really didn't have many guys that you felt great about against right-handed pitching. And I felt like he did his part in making sure they kind of survived that stretch. Now with Wallner back, Wallner's been really good in his career against right-handed pitching. You know, I do think that balances the lineup a little bit more where just having Wallner and Larnach both in the lineup together, you should see them take at least a little bit. The ceiling should be up higher a little bit.
Hey, really quickly, what is the situation with Woods Richardson? He's back, right?
Yeah, he'll start tomorrow.
So he is going to start tomorrow. Okay, I just was curious because I didn't see anything definitive that he was going to be the starter, but I was assuming as much because Festa's going to go Wednesday and then over into Paddock as we go from Texas into the Houston series. So Woods Richardson is going to be the starter tomorrow. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, they haven't announced it yet, but he got scratched from St. Paul on Sunday, so gotcha. All signs point to that.
Got you. Hey, Bobby, man, I appreciate the time as always.
Of course, anytime.
All right, take care. That's Bobby Nightingale Jr. joining us here on the Lake Show. From the Minnesota Star Tribune. Love his analysis, and I love his work.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.